What's going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I'm your host, Josh Prepigina, and I'm here alone. Slight technical difficulties today, but no big deal. First off, follow us on Instagram at YBE MMA podcast. Follow me on all forms of social media, Elroy Prepson, one word. And you can also follow my co-host, my good buddy, Andre Rodriguez, on Instagram, Twitch, and Twitter, at FlowStateDre, as well as Andre Rodriguez, his real name, on Facebook. Real busy week this past week, obviously. Us to get together was a little tough, but in the end, I am here, and Andre will be back. Hopefully, early next week, we will be dropping a bonus episode, our first. But let's get into the week, because it was so busy. We were so focused on UFC 251 that we forgot to cover Fight Night Fight Island 1. Which was also incredibly entertaining this past Wednesday in the main event, Calvin Kattar versus Dan Ige. I will get into that. But honestly, I know why everybody's here, so let's talk about it. UFC 251. And wow, what an event it was. I spent the majority of my time prior to the card just thinking a lot about that main event. It was honestly what we thought it'd be, but most of, you know, it's not something that we wanted to see, but it was what was bound to happen. Kamaru Usman is an incredibly dominant wrestler. I'm so sorry. Kamaru Usman has his control down to a science, and once he gets it on you, foot stomps and body shots are in your future. And that's what happened for four rounds to Jorge Masvidal in the main event, Kamaru Usman defeating Jorge Masvidal by unanimous decision. Wow. I would love to talk about how good Kamaru Usman is, and he deserves all the respect in the world. I always said that. I think we respect him on this podcast, but that doesn't mean that we have to like him. Kamaru Usman still continues to be unlikable, but he is dominant in his craft, and he was able to do it for four rounds. Some flashes for Jorge. You know, the first round was a lot of fun, but midway into that second round, you can already tell that he was tired. Could be the 6 days notice, could be the 22 pounds that he had to cut prior to making it to the fight. But Jorge, forever the pro, not making any excuses. I want to say, like, besides his, you know, incredible submission loss not too long ago, this was probably the first time that he lost, and it's like, yeah, he lost, because he has so many split decisions. He just wasn't able to crack Kamaru. That was something that he needed to do prior to that second round. Like if he was going into that second round, if he didn't finish him there, you kind of knew where the fight would go. Kamaru just, again, controlling Jorge against the cage. He did mount him one time, but Jorge does have really good ground game. He did stop most of the takedowns, but that doesn't matter. Pushed him up against the cage again. Foot stomps and body shots. I don't think the body shots were as bad as what Kamaru was able to do to Tyron Woodley. I don't even think they really hurt Jorge that much, but it definitely took the wind out of his sails. He wasn't able to perform at his best, which, you know, as much as it sucks, as much as I wanted that Cinderella story, I cannot really complain. I think I could say this. I spoke to good buddy of the show, Ron Pashery, and I just said it Kamaru is Black GSP. That's how good he is. He's dominant in what he does, and barring Jorge just, you know, swinging for the fences in a rematch, I don't know if there's anybody who can beat Kamaru Usman right now. Now, I do agree that a fight with Gilbert Burns would be very different. I think Gilbert Burns is a stronger, just physically more stronger than Jorge Masvidal. His jiu-jitsu is fantastic. I think we'd be able to get that classic jiu-jitsu versus wrestling. But in the striking, I do think that Gilbert edges out Kamaru Usman, but I guess we'll have to wait and see for that one. I think Jorge should take a little bit of time and come back probably in like the November area, you know, maybe put on some weight, you know, some muscle, and then come back. And I think personally that this is the perfect time to make Jorge Masvidal versus Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards is not going to fight Tyron Woodley. I don't think he gains anything if he fights Colby Covington. So Jorge Masvidal it is. They have the history. They have the video packages for that. I think the UFC would pay them handsomely to work on pay-per-view. Let's get into some of the rest of the card. Actually, I want to go from the main event to the main event of the prelims, live on ESPN. Volkan Ozdemir versus Jiří Prochazka. Jiří, former Ryzen champ. We already know Volkan, former light heavyweight contender. He fought and lost for the title, but still a very respectable name. I think he looked great in this fight against Jiří until that second round when he just got obliterated. Jiří Prochazka is exciting. He's a really fun personality. And I think the UFC has something with this guy. This guy obviously knew his worth. He knew that when the UFC offered him a contract a little bit ago, he said it wasn't time yet. He's not ready. And he made the right decision because he comes back and he just destroys Volkan. UFC has something here. Light heavyweight might be back. Him in the mix, you have Thiago Santos coming back. God knows what they're going to do with Dominic Reyes. And if John Jones steps away for an extended period of time, I think this division has new life. And we can look at somebody new at the top of the mountain. I'm looking forward to it. Light heavyweight. I haven't been this excited in a long time. I am excited later on this month or year for Glover Teixeira versus Thiago. Whew. That's a good one because Glover has looked fantastic as of late. Thiago obviously coming back from those injuries during the Jones fight. Let's not forget that he was crushing Jones on two destroyed knees. So Thiago Santos obviously still in the mix. First fight on the main card, Amanda Ribas against Paige VanZant. We said it. Amanda Ribas is way too good, and Paige VanZant just could not get it together. She was submitted in the very first round via belly down armbar. Listen, I'm not the most technical. Andre usually is here for that. I knew it was an armbar, and Amanda Ribas, she's just on another level. I think that the UFC has something with her as well. She is 10-1 in that women's flyweight division. And she has ways to go. I think that they can keep putting her against this top competition. And she's going to keep knocking them down. I will look forward to her getting a title shot in the future. Hopefully at least by next year. Another fan favorite, at least for us, Rose Namajunas defeats Jessica Andrade via unanimous decision. Wow. This was so much fun. Rose looked so great. She looked like she was enjoying herself in there. Those first two rounds were very, very clear Rose rounds. And don't get me wrong, Jessica Andrade, I think she fought very well in this fight. word on the street is that she's staying in Abu Dhabi. She wants a fight right away. I love that. But Rose did what she had to do, and I cannot wait to see her fight for a title. A friend of the show, Ron Pashery, texted me and Andre after that fight and said, wow, I know you guys wanted this one. And you're damn right. Rose Namajunas looked great. And her versus Zhang Weili is going to be a barn burner. I loved listening to her interview with Ariel Helwani earlier this week. And she talked, Pat Barry brought up that as soon as they got to the hospital, you know, in Abu Dhabi, they started game planning for Weili. So obviously she needs to get her nose fixed, whatever's going on. We wish her the best. But that looks like what's next for Zhang Weili. And I know she's here for it too. She respects Rose a lot, and so do we. We love Rose Namajunas. I think a UFC with Rose is the best kind of UFC. Her personality, I think she is a fantastic fighter. Her boxing is just so good. I think a lot of these girls could take, you know, some advice from Rose. She is that good. She's come a long way from The Ultimate Fighter to be this, like, fantastic, fantastic performer. So that was great to see. And then in the first of three title fights for the vacant bantamweight title, let me get some water, we have Piotr Yang versus Jose Aldo. This fight was incredibly competitive, very calculated. I thought Peter Yan was doing what Peter Yan's gonna do. He has outstanding boxing, amazing footwork, and he's just so precise. I love it. And he's strong, very strong. We saw that when he took Jose down. But Jose was able to, you know, implement some old skills that he hasn't brought out in a while, which was very entertaining to see Jose Aldo throw leg kicks again. We saw him take Peter Yan off his feet that first leg kick, and then just keep whipping away and whipping away. But in the end, Yan overcame that, and in the fifth round was able to TKO Jose Aldo to win the vacant bantamweight title. He is incredible. A lot of controversy with the stoppage. Did they take too long? You know, in a title fight, for me, okay, I think that there has to be a little leeway given, especially when we're talking someone like Jose Aldo, who is that good. One of the greats, obviously, first ballot Hall of Famer. I think you should have gave him that time, and they did. I think they made the right decision, and yeah, congrats to Peter Yan. I am so here for whatever happens next in the bantamweight division. Marlon Moraes, Aljamain Sterling, I don't care. Put anybody against Peter Yan. I want to see that guy fight again. And then in the co-main event for the featherweight title, we had Alex Volkanovski versus Max Holloway. And Max came out in those first two rounds. I think he looked phenomenal. He looked like he was having a lot of fun. He's just so precise. He knocked down Volkanovski a few times. Volkanovski looked like he was having a lot of trouble with Max once again. I think that, you know, when it comes to the decision, I gave Max 1-2. And then I go back to the third round. But as pointed out in DC Helwani this week, the judges were not sure about the fifth round. Now, I thought the fifth, if we're going that way, Volkanovski won the fight. But I would love to watch the third round once again and see what I scored it. I'm pretty sure I had gave it to Max at that point, live watching the fight. I don't take notes because I feel so unnatural when I read notes. But I think that Max, you know, I wouldn't say it was a robbery. I wouldn't say anything like that. But I remember at the time of the fight, I was like, Max. And when they started saying, like reading for, like, a split decision, I was like, what? Max won this fight. But, hey, it is what it is. I am excited to watch them fight once again. I think the best decision is to have Max Holloway fight a contender, beat a contender, and bring it back to for the title. And then Volkanovski, just wait for the winner of Ortega versus Korean Zombie. That is my decision. If you give me the book. And we already went it. We already went over the main event of the main card. It was a very, very fun card. Abu Dhabi looks great. I mean, you kind of expect it. I'm still here for hearing the corners. That is still something that I enjoy out of these empty arena fights. The shots, you can hear everything. The body shots to Jorge, they were so loud. The leg kicks from Jose, whew, they were really loud as well. But that was UFC 251. I thought it was great. Maybe not card of the year, but I think it was memorable. I think we're going to look back at this fight if and when Jorge does get another chance and appreciate it a lot more than we did when it actually happened. And hats off to Kamaru. Wow, what a performance. I would love to see him fight Gilbert, like I said already. I think that that is the fight to make. And Jorge fight Leon. I will reiterate that. We were so busy last week talking about UFC 251, you know, about an hour and 5 minutes we did on it, that we forgot to talk about Fight Night, Fight Island 1. Now, I started watching this card during the Jared Gordon fight, so I'll just go over the fights and then, you know, break down the stuff that I enjoyed. We had Jack Shore defeating Aaron Phillips. We had Liana Joja defeating Deanna Belbita. Then, where I started watching, Jared Gordon defeating Chris Fishgold by unanimous decision. I really want to see this fight again. Modestus Bukakis versus Andreas Michailidis. Now, Modestus won by technical knockout at the end of the first round. He hit him with some pretty vicious elbows, you know, right as the bell rung. Completely legal. And Andreas was holding his head at the end of the round. The ref is asking him if he can continue. He says yes. And then when he went, like, to lean back, like if you were going to lean on the cage, and obviously he leaned where the door is supposed to be, and the door was open. So he fell back, and the ref called it. You know, if you're not contesting that, I kind of blame you, you know, for lack of a better term. So, Andres, if you would have just stood up and then maybe sat on your stool and been like, damn, that hurt, maybe you would have had a second chance. But I thought that first round was a lot of fun. Modestus is a former Cage Warriors champ, and he is damn good. Both these guys are fantastic prospects for the light heavyweight division. Again, they get a spotlight. Featherweight bout, Leon Murphy finishes Ricardo Ramos in the first round. That was a lot of fun, too. Then we had Kazmat Chimaev versus John Phillips. Kazmat getting the submission victory in round two. And then we go to the main card. First fight on the main card, Manir Lazez debuting against Abdul Razak Al-Hassan. Dude, this fight was fantastic. Al-Hassan just swinging for the fences. I thought he looked great. His shots looked so vicious. I think he spent himself in the first 2.5 minutes. And this Lazaz kid, you know what? Please remind me to ask Andre on Monday. I thought this Lazaz kid was a fantastic mixed martial artist. The crafty stuff that he threw this like sliding like inside elbow. Lots of very, very great knees to the midsection. He wins by unanimous decision. This guy is someone to watch in the welterweight division. He's tall. He's lanky. His chin is unbelievable. You had to hear the shots this guy was taking. That was very clearly fight of the night. Then in the women's flyweight division, Talia Santos gets the victory over Molly McCann. Molly McCann is so tough, but this Talia Santos, she is someone to watch as well in that division. She's tall. She's strong. Her ground game is impeccable. Wow. She really controlled Molly. Molly couldn't get anything off. It was tough. I am a Meatball Molly fan, but she just got outworked here. And then in the featherweight division, we had Jimmy Rivera defeat Cody Stamann by unanimous decision. It's good to see him get that win back. Then in the co-main event for the flyweights, Tim Elliott defeating Ryan Benoit or Benoit. I don't know how people say Benoit. Maybe they're just uncomfortable saying Benoit. By decision is what it is. And then the main event. Whew. Calvin Kattar versus Dan Ige. Let me talk about Calvin Kattar for a second. Let me get a drink, actually. Calvin Kattar might be one of the best boxers in that division. Like, if you watch him, I think that he gives, like, Max Holloway a run for his money when it comes to boxing. There's something about a martial artist that no one follows through on a punch like Calvin Kattar. Full extension, strong, whip it back. It's so good to watch. He's fast. His footwork is so entertaining. And this Dan Ige guy, I think in defeat, he lost nothing. Dan Ige looked good as well. Just a bit outworked by Calvin Kattar, but Dan Ige, all the respect to him in his first main event. And I will say, I think this is the first of many. Dan Ige has a future in that division. It just happens to be that right now he ran into a Calvin Kattar that's pissed off and that is looking for redemption. He's looking for that title fight. I think it's a little premature, but I think that he will get it very soon. That Zabit loss didn't do anything, in my opinion. I mean, Zabit deserves to be up there too. We'll see what happens with him and Yair. But as far as like Dan Ige, I would just like to see him with a quick turnaround. Calvin Kattar, I want to see him get his nose fixed. I love that he kind of like played it off like, yeah, we know for a fact that your nose is still broken. But whatever, that was a fun fight. It is tough for us as a podcast to have a card on Wednesday because we like to record on Wednesdays. But I did enjoy this one. Like I said, it was the novelty. It's the first fight night in Abu Dhabi on regular cable television. And I think it was worth the watch. Now, I wish that the Wednesday cards would be a little earlier. I would enjoy that because I did get tired. I had to rewatch the second half of the main event on my work break. But overall, a great card. Lot of names to watch. Like I said, Talia Santos, Manuel Lazaz, as well as Modestus Bukauskas. That dude is a problem. A lot of these guys are a problem. But the UFC is back on Saturday. This is 3 cards in 8 days. And this one could be a fun one. Let's just go over some of the key fights on this card. Or maybe even just the key fighters. So Davi Ramos is on this card. Sergey Spivak is on this card. Joe Duffy. If you don't know Joe Duffy, he defeated Conor McGregor once upon a time. Then we go to the main card in the flyweight division. Alexandra Pantoja versus Askar Askarov. Arianne Lipsky is on this card, the Queen of Violence. I love that girl. In the lightweight division, Mark Diakasi is back. And then we got a really fun co-main event. We got Jack the Joker Hermanson versus Kelvin Gastelum in the middleweight division. Jack Hermanson, someone who I have immense respect for. I think he is damn good. and he has a test ahead of him right now in Kelvin Gastelum. I am looking forward to that fight. If Jack can get past Kelvin, that would push him pretty far. Kelvin Gastelum still in one of my favorite fights of all time. Jack Hermanson, he has a test ahead of him and someone who is just a fantastic striker. He can take you down. He can box you up. But, you know, Jack is the same way. I think he's really good on his feet, and he can hold his own on the ground. So we'll see. And then the main event for the vacant flyweight title. As of now, Deiveson Figueiredo versus Joseph Benavidez. My thing is, we all know why Alexandra Pantoja is on the undercard. That is, just in case, Deiveson does not make weight. Reports say that Deiveson is about 10 pounds away as of Tuesday or Wednesday. As I'm recording, it is Thursday at 10:20, and he has to weigh in around this, well, in about 12 hours. So we will see in about 12 hours if we will have him in the main event or Pantoja. Listen, I don't care. I'm rooting for Benavidez. This guy, man, give this guy a belt. I mean, I would love to say he deserves it, but he has lost 3 times in title fights. So, for me, it is what it is. Joe, do better, buddy. Let's get this win. Prove me right. So that is your fight night for this weekend from Abu Dhabi. This whole card is on ESPN Plus. I'm not sure if they're going to put it on the ESPN regular channel. But Andre will be back next week to break down Fight Night 174 from Abu Dhabi, with the main event being Robert Whittaker versus Darren Till. I do want to talk about some things that were announced this week. Bellator is coming back. Some fun cards. The best thing about that is that Michael Chandler will finally get his last fight on his Bellator contract out of the way, and the UFC can make the right decision and call up Big Mike and say, "Yo, Mike, come over here. We pay you some money." I think that's the best thing for him to do. Now, does he want to do it? I don't know. But I love Michael Chandler, a man of faith, someone who, you know, I caught him one time on my story. Get a drink. That was good. And, you know, I screenshotted it and tweeted it. Thought it was funny that he was on there. And he told me to keep grinding. So, Michael Chandler, about a year later, still here grinding. Thank you for, thanks for answering. Nothing gets me more hype than when a fighter answers. Speaking of fighters answering, Zedekiah Montanez is coming back. He might be coming back to this podcast pretty soon. He keeps asking. So, shout out to Zed. Another thing that was announced this past week was the cover for UFC 4. And along with the cover, they announced that Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury will be in the game. My favorite thing Joe Rogan said was, how good is it that it's that the UFC can make this fight happen before boxing? And it's so true. I do believe that we will see that fight, but I wonder if it's a Manny Floyd thing where it's just too late. I hope not. I hope that they do get that fight in, but he still does have to beat Deontay one more time. And then the cover, Stylebender and Gamebred. Stylebender, old Stylebender, no Kevin Randleman hair, but it was a cool cover. It's definitely different. It's not your standard, like, fighter in the cage with gear on. They were kind of just cool, calm, and collective, chilling on a car, dressed pretty cool. And the artwork, whoever did it, hats off to them. Now, I have seen some beta photos, and it's so funny that everybody looks like Anderson Silva in real life. I'm sorry, I can't take credit for that. That was a meme. But it's true. Hopefully it's just because it was a beta and they clean it up a little bit. I think it's weird. I feel like this is like the worst time to put out a game because like I don't know when the PS5 comes out, but I feel like the best thing would be to just debut a new game on that system or the new Xbox. So we'll see. I'm not a big video game guy as far as like new video games. I'll leave that talk more for Andre and Zeus to see what they're really looking forward to as far as like modes in this game. Like, what do you want out of it? I'm real curious what they're going to say. But that's all for this week. I will be back with Andre hopefully 2 times next week. We will drop a bonus episode in the Monday or Tuesday range. Not going to promise anything, but as always, Friday, we will be back. This has been this episode of Your Boy Elroy. I am Josh Prepagina. You can find me on all forms of social media, Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as my co-host across Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Flow State Dre, Andre Rodriguez, his real name on Facebook. Feel free to contact us. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.